The Cyclo engineers who would do this sort of thing could probably have told him with no code book. He cursed the anger of the Russians who, believing they were avenging their colonel, had slaughtered the Cyclos. The four in the guarded room of the dormitory were in very bad condition. Two of them were ordinary miners. One was an executive by his clothes and papers, and the other was an engineer. McKendrick was very doubtful that they would make it. He had extracted bullets and sewn them up, but they were all still unconscious, or appeared so, and they lay there in the breathe-gas ventilated room, chained to their beds, breathing shallowly. There wasn't even a first aid handbook for Cyclos that Johnny had ever seen. He didn't think there was one issued. The company might require all bodies to be returned, but it didn't require that anybody keep them alive. A fact that tended to confirm that the sole reason for returning dead Cyclo bodies was to prevent examination by alien eyes. There was no sentiment involved. There were never even any hospital sections in these compounds, and mine accidents were very frequent. Hold it. One of these squiggles in the book almost matched. Copper. Now, if he could find the little tail squiggle somewhere. Here it was. Tin. He overlaid the two squiggles. They seemed to match better. Copper and tin? Not quite. There was a tiny squiggle remaining. He searched for it. He found it. Lead. Mainly copper, some tin, and a little bit of lead. He put the patterns one on top of the other. They matched now. There was another code book, very thick, called Composite Ore Bodies for Drone Scan Analysis. And because it had about 10,000 characters in it, he had shunned it. But this one he had just done made a lookup easy. He looked under Copper Deposits, and then its subheading, Tin Deposits, and then its sub-subheading, Lead Deposits. And he found his squiggle. Not only that, he found by comparing it to variations that the analysis of per 11s, Cyclos used the 11 integer, was 5 copper, 4 tin, and 2 lead. He went further and looked this up in a man book, and it said bronze for such a combination. Apparently it was a very durable alloy that lasted for centuries, and there had even been a bronze age where implements were mainly bronze. Great! But it struck him as funny that an advanced technical race should be using ancient bronze in a skull. Amusing. He went back inside with his findings to discover that McKendrick, with a hammer and chisel-like instrument, had been taking the head apart. Johnny was just as glad not to have been around to watch that.
"We searched all through the rest of the skull with the machine,"
said Angus.
"That's the only odd thing in there."
"I went through its pockets,"
said Robert the Fox.
"He's the lowest class miner. His identity card says his name was Kla, and he had 41 years service and 3 wives back on Cyclo."
"The company paid them benefits?"
said Dunaldine.
"No,"
said Robert the Fox, showing him the crumpled record.
"It says here the company paid him also for the female earnings in a company house, whatever that is."
"The economics of Cyclo husbandry are a credit to their morality."
"Don't joke. The object in his head is an alloy called bronze. It is not magnetic. Worse luck. It would have to be operated out. It can't be pulled out with a magnet."
Dr. McKendrick now had the brain laid bare. With a surgeon's skill, he was parting things that looked like cords. And there it was. It was shaped like 2 half circles back to back, and the circles were slightly closed, each one around a separate cord.
"I think these are nerves,"
said McKendrick.
"We will know shortly."
He was delicately pulling the objects off the cords. He wiped the green blood off it and put it on the table.
"Don't touch any of this. Autopsies can be deadly."